daf is daf ches. So the Gemara begins right on the top. This, I think, will take us to the end of the parak, actually. The Mishnah begins right on the top here. Harini Nazir Kisea Roshi. Person says, I'm Nazir, like the amount of hairs that I have on my head. Ukaafar Haaretz, like the dirt on the ground. Ukechol Hayom, like the sand in the sea. Harei Nazir Olam, such a person is a Nazir Olam, because, you know, the hair is, there's many, you know, piece of hair, but there's certainly a lot more dirt and sand, and these things are really countless. So therefore, in essence, he's saying, I'm a Nazir forever. Umagaleach hachash l'shoshim yom, like we saw before in the Mishnah, that he could shave every 30 days, but he never ends his Naziris. He starts the count over again. That's according to the Tanakhama. Comes along Rebbe Omer, ein zeg magaleach hachash l'shoshim yom. He does not shave every 30 days, yet instead, rather, he's a Nazir forever without having any interruption. So, the way the Mefarsh explains what exactly he took upon himself, so let's look at the two Rashis at first here. The Mefarsh says, the top line, Ha'omer harini nazir kiseyar, darmina naziris kiseyar rosho, kabelov. He took upon himself a naziris, like the amount of hairs he has. Ha'reiz a nazir olam lefish shesaros rosho merubin mishnei chayev. There are more hairs on his head than there is to how long he's going to live. There's more than 120. So therefore, every 30 days he has to shave his hair and then starts a new Nazir. But according to Rebbe, says the Mefarish, Rebbe Omer ein zemegalech achas l'shloshim. He doesn't shave every 30 days. Behind the kamar kiseh roshi, that which he says, the hair in my head, chada naziris aricha kabel of one long naziris forever, kishir ser, like the amount of hairs on rosho. V'nu yachol l'ashimo, he can never complete it. It's endless. V'enu megalech l'yolam. So that's Machlokas Tanakam Rebbe, what exactly he means when he says any of these statements. Then the Mishnah says, so according to Rebbe, if I say I want to be a Nazir, like the amount of hair on my head, or like the sand, or like the dirt, that's forever without any interruption. What then is an example, according to Rebbe, of a type of Nazir that I can shave every 30 days, and then the very next day begin the Nazir again, and then 30 days, and then Nazir again? What's that example? So the Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer Hari Alai Naziros Kisei Aroshi, I'm taking upon myself a Naziros, like the hair on my head, Uchafar Haaretz, like the dirt on the ground, Uchol Hayom, and the sand in the sea. And the difference is, the first case, the Mishnah was, Hari Nazir, I am a Nazir, for however many days. But here he says, Hare Alai Naziris, upon me, is I'm taking upon myself a Naziros. And that slight language change is going to explain the difference. So let's look. There's no Tosus who explains the difference here. So let's look at the Mefarish. And Mefarish says three narrow lines down. Ella Ezu Shemegalea Chachas D'Shloshim Yom. What's the example of a Nazir that shaves every 30 days? She'amar Hare Alai Nazirus Kisei Roshi, says the Mefarish. Dehol V'amar Alai Nazirus. Since he said upon me is Nazirus, Mashmer Dekom Maflik Bein Nazirus LeNazirus. He's distinguishing between different types of Nazirus. V'Himegaleach Sof Kol Shloshim Maybe Carbon, and he can therefore shave every 30 days. So I'm not why he takes, because he's Hare and Hare Alai Naziros. Is that the language? Naziros? It says,
yeah.
Naziros.
Yeah,
Naziros. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's the Dix. It says Naziros, so that's multiple Naziros, and that's why every 30 days. But Hare ni Nazir in the singular, that implies one very, very long Nazir. The Mishnah now says halfway down the Mishnah, Hare ni Nazir Malei Habayis. I'm a Nazir, like my house, as if my house would be full. Omalia Kupa, or like the box would be full. So both can also. You have to check the house, check the box, see how full it is. Im Amar Achas Gedola, fine. Check the house. So full of what? Full of whatever's there. What exactly is
Well, we don't know how many objects are in the box. We don't know how many periods of Naziris he's taking.
So whatever object it is. Right. And so if he says, my house is full, so count how many chairs and tables and things like that, I guess. Whatever's in the house, you count. And then that amount of objects that are there, that's how many Naziris he takes upon himself.
We don't know. Maybe he really meant just as my house, and then there was just one.
Oh, so we haven't seen yet. There's no conclusion yet. Okay. We check it. Okay. If he says, Achas Gedola Nazarti, if he says, I took upon myself one big Naziros, so the halacha is, he's Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's 30 days. One, I don't care if you say one big, one small, 30 days could be big also, according to some people. So one Nazir is Nazir 30 days. But v'im amar stam, if he says simply stam nazarti, I took upon myself a nazirus, ro'nes akupa ki'ilu hi melea chardal v'nazir kol yamav. We then have to view the box, or perhaps the house, as being full of mustard seeds, and those are very small, and that could be countless more than the amount of years he has in his life. So that would be a nazir li'olam. So this is also talking about the same case of the Mali HaBayis or Mali HaKupa. So again, we ask him, when he initially says Mali Kupa, Mali HaBayis, we ask him, what did you mean? If he says, I meant one big Naziros, so then he clarifies his statement, well, one big Naziros we saw in a previous mission means 30 days. But if he says, I just said it, stam, so then we have to view the house as being full of a mustard seeds and therefore a Nazir Kol Yamov. Then the Mishnah says, "Harini Nazir Mikan Van Malkum Ploni." We say, "I'm a Nazir from here until I walk to Farakwe." So what's the halacha? Om din kama yamim Mikan Van Malkum Ploni. You have to count how many days does it take to walk from here to Farakwe. Maybe I should pick from here to Tinek, let's say. I think that would take more than a day to walk. Okay, so however many days it takes to walk from here to there. In Pachas Mishloshim Yom, if it takes less than 30 days, so it's Nazir Shloshim Yom, then it has to be at least 30 days in Nazir. There's no such thing as a Nazir, at least we haven't seen anything like this, that where a Nazir is less than 30 days, so therefore if it only takes 15 days, we say it has to be a full Nazir, so it's a 30-day Nazir. But let's say, Im Lav, if not, if it, meaning it takes more than 30 days, it takes, let's say, 35 days, so then Nazir Kamin in Hayom, however many days it takes, plus 30, above 30 to get to that place, that's how many days he has to become a Nazir for. And then final example, final case in the mission is Harini Nazir Kiminan Yimosa Chama. I would like to be a Nazir the amount of days of the solar calendar, which of course is 365 days. Moni Nazir is Kiminan Yimosa Chama. He has to be a Nazir for that amount of time. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Hayel Kevin Sheishlem Meis. Once the story happened, and the day, I guess, he completed his 365th day of being a Nazir, he dropped dead. Okay, not sure how that's relevant. It's just a story that connects, but doesn't prove it's any halachas. Okay, so that's a mishnah, just a number of different cases, not necessarily related. The relationship is they're all nazir, but different random cases about how Kabbalah and Naziros works. The Gemara says now, Rowan is akupa kilu melech chardel v'nazir kol yamav. We had said, if we asked him, the guy says, I wanted to be a nazir like mole kupa, mole bias, and we don't know what he meant. So we asked him, and if he said, I meant a big nazir, so then he's 30 days. But if he says, stam, I just meant whatever the chachamim tell me to do. So then we have to view this as the smallest amount of object, the smallest object, which is mustard seeds, and I'm not sure why they chose mustard seeds. Perhaps poppy seeds could have been small. I don't know how small mustard seeds are, but they chose mustard seeds, and he has to therefore become a Nazir Kol Yamav. I ask this question, why did we choose mustard seeds as the example? Lichsa ikilu melea kishun v'diluin. Maybe we should view the house or box being full of, what's kishun, cucumbers and gourds?
Melon.
What?
Melon.
Melons, okay. Melons. And gourds, which are pretty large, and maybe the box would only have two, three, four of them, and it would be much shorter than Naziris. He wouldn't have to be Nazir Olam. The guy could have a way around this. He could fix him. He could have a normal life without being a Nazir the rest of his days. So Amr Chizki explains we couldn't have assumed it that way because Machlokas Shnuya, there's actually Machlokas how to view the Mali Kupa, the Mali Bais, meaning what? The Machlokas Shnuya, the Rabbi Shimon he. Damer Adam Machnis is Atmal Aludavar Shisveko Chamer Mivadai. A person is willing to and does enter himself, bring himself into a position of doubt, where the doubt will become more machmir, more severe than the vadai. What does that mean? To the time the Gemara quotes a Bryson, we'll explain this all in a moment. Hareni Nazir Amnasha Yehe Bichdei Ze Meakor. Bikri rather, Ze Meakor. The guy says, I'm a Nazir. On condition that this pile of apples, let's say, is full of 100. There are 100 here. Mea kor. What's the volume of kor? It's a volume of weight. I don't know exactly which.
Yeah,
five. Okay. So there's 100 kor in this pile. If there's 100 kor in this pile, I'm a nazir. Halach v'matzah shenigna. If he goes and he finds that the whole pile is stolen. Or she'avar, it got lost somehow. What's the halacha? So if it had 100 kor, then he's in fact a nazir. But if it didn't have, then he would be mutter. So it's a suffix. So Rabbi Shimon also, Rabbi Shimon says you're a nazir because she's suffix nazir shlahachmir. Kind of like we saw by Nadarim as well. We saw the Ran a number of times told us that nazir, rather when it comes to Nadarim, we're machmir, since Nadarim is in the world of Isser, where we go lahachmir when it comes to Yisur. And nazir is also a type of nether. So therefore you're going to be machmir and assuming it had 100 kor and you're a nazir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Matir Shesavik Nazir Hakel, he says the opposite is true. When it comes to Nazir, you have to have clarity. This is a position Rabbi Yehuda we find a few places in Shas. The pasuk says Ki Yafli Neder. Yafli means Hafla. It has to be a decisive statement. This was not a decisive statement. I think that's the source of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see in the side in a second. It has to be decisive, and therefore to Gezeirah Tzakasav, if it's not decisive, then it's not a Nazir. That's Rabbi Yehuda. You're suffik lahakel by Nazirus. And then Rabbi Yochanan, afayim. So that's the machlokas here. So it comes out back to our case in the Mishnah. So the guy says, I want to be a malikupa. Now we don't know what he meant. He didn't even know what he meant. He says, I don't know, whatever the chacham tell me to be. I'm a stam Nazirus, whatever malikupa, malibayas means. So our Mishnah says, oh, we have to be lahachmir. And assume that he meant a full thing of chardel, mustard seeds. So that lines up with Rabbi Shimon, who's machmir. So whenever there's a suffik by a Nazirus, we're lahachmir. Just like the case where he said, if there was 100 kor in that pile, I lost that pile, we assume lahachmir. So through here, by our mishnah, we're lahachmir. But it's really machlokas. According to Behuda, we'd be makel. If he said mali bais, mali kupa, inachanami, maybe we would assume he meant melons and gourds were filling up the box and only be two, three, or four times of naziros. And Gemara says, not true. You don't have to line these two machlokas up, the mishnah and this other mishnah, this brisa about the mea kor. Why? Comes on Rabbi Yochanan, he explains, Amar afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa by the Me'akor, where he's Lahakil, he has a klaus suffik Nazir's Lahakil, even he'll agree by our Mishnah, Lahachmir. Why? Hasam lo nachis le Nazirus. There, it's very possible the Nazirus wasn't Chal at all. If there wasn't Me'akor, there wouldn't be a Nazirus, so therefore he's Me'akil by Nazirus. Hacha nachis le Nazirus. But here, when it comes to the Mishnah of the Mali Bais, Mali Kupa, there definitely is a Chalos of a Nazirus. He's definitely a Nazirus. The only suffix is, how many days will he be a Nazir for? Right, Uva Mai Lesalukle Minai. So he's definitely going to be a Nazirus. And he cannot remove himself from any of that. Uva Mai Lesalukle Minai, how could he remove himself from the Nazirus? He can't. He's definitely a Nazir. So once he's a Nazir, then Meir Behuda will be Hachmir, how many days to be a Nazir? That's Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion. The Gemara now asks, okay, so am I lolechse lekupa kilu melek shim v'dilim b'tilei takanta? So still, the question remains, why can you still view this box, this house full of gourds, full of melons? We would have thought the Kabil Alaya, again, the Kabil Alaya, who took upon himself Naziros, the Rebbe Yehuda, Savrala Karebi. So what's the Shaila here? So within the world of Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Shimon, who's Machmir by Naziris in general, so we understand why we're not going to view the Mali Kupa as a full of Kishurim and Dulim, rather we're viewing it as Chardel, because he's always Machmir when it comes to Naziris. But according to Behuda, I think the question is only the fear of Behuda, why not view this as being full of gourds, which are much bigger? It's slightly different. If you look at the Tosis towards the bottom here, Tosos, eight lines up from the bottom, or seven lines up from the bottom. It says, Lechse ki'ilu hi melea kishum o melea betak. Tosos writes, maybe you should view this box as being full of gourd and melons. But the guy could have a fix. The sakadaitach, the nazirus kabi alayo. We had thought initially he took upon himself a nazirus. Kolomi galeach mima nafshach, mima nafshach. He should shave either way. The sov shoshim yon, viyavi carbon, he should at least be able to shave every 30 days. Why? If he took upon himself one Nazir only one time, so then he's allowed to shave after 30 days. If he took upon himself like the amount of mustard seeds that would fill the house, then he should be able to cut after every 30 days. We would have thought initially here, when we assume it's kechardel, we assume multiple Naziros he took upon himself. Not one long Naziros, but multiple Naziros. That's what the Havamin is. And once he shaved after 30 days one time, so now there's a suffix whether or not he has to start a new Naziris. We weren't sure what he took upon himself. Maybe he didn't take upon himself many chardels, maybe one big dough. One dough he took upon himself. And therefore, since it's a safek, Rabbi Yehuda should say, you don't have to go further anymore with any naziros. So again, according to this case of this house is full of something, it's either full of one big dough or many, many mustard seeds. So Rabbi Yehuda can't get you out of being a nazir. You have to be a nazir at least one time, because there's at least the size of a dough that could fit in here. But the question is, once you shave after 30 days, then there's a new safek. Did you take upon yourself a second naziros, or was it only one naziros? So once that safek kicks in, Rabbi Yehuda should be makil and say you don't have to be a nazir anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, on the top of Ches Mem Beis now, Savra Lak Rebbe. He holds like Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? What does Rebbe hold? So the Gemara tells us, top line of Ches Mem Beis, Ditnan. Rebbe Omer Ein Zemegalech Achas L'Shloshim Yom. The Rebbe of our mission that we started off the daf with. Rebbe held that the example, if I say I want a harini nazir, kiseh roshi, I want to be a nazir like the hair in my head, he's one long nazir. So here too also, when a person says, I want to be a nazir like Mali Kupa, Mali Bias, he means one long nazir. So therefore, even Yehuda, who's in generally Mekel, since it's a suffix to start with, this suffix is going to last forever. It's not multiple nazirs he took upon himself. It's one long nazirs he took upon himself. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no way out of the suffix when he took upon himself Mali Kupa Mali Bias. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Savala Karebi? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold a Rebbe? Do those opinions really line up with each other? The Had Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Hareini Nazir came in Yom Mosachama v'chule. A person said, I want to be a Nazir like the amount of days in the solar calendar, which is 365 days. And comes along the Mishnah to tell us that Amar Rebbe Yehuda Maisa Hayavachem and Shishlam Mais. And once a person did this and he died in the day of completing this. So what's the Shiloh here? So Gemara explains, now, Ya Amar Yisrael Naziris Ka Mekaba Layu Hainu Taimed Dechem and Dehishlam Mais. If you took upon himself multiple naziros, he took upon himself. That's what it means. Since he completed, he died. Why? Let's read a little further. But Ella, Iamris chad naziros kabil alayu. If he took upon himself one long naziros mi havi hashlama klal. Would there be hashlama? Aha. That's strange, because it's very different. Let's see what the Tosa says. Tosa writes, the top line here, he says, V'hat tanan, harini nazir k'minyan v'chulei, amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'is v'chulei. Now, I amar s'bishlam on naziros, harbe kabil alayu t'chem n'shishlam meis, k'lomar nir nofel bo lashon hashlama. It makes sense to use the word hashlama in this instance. Why? Sheharbe naziros shechaibu chachamim k'em n'shishlam osam meis. The Chum said, you took upon yourself multiple naziros, and therefore, once you complete it, the guy happened to die. But if he took upon himself one long, extended naziros, there's no completion. It's a naziros forever. Perish mishayach be'lashon hashlama klal. Could you say the word hashlama complete? Harehu nazir naziros achas lo yigalech k'minin yuasachama. Ve'en shayach be'lashon hashlama klal. He's a nazir, one long nazir. He didn't shave like the amount of days of the chama, and that's you can't have a not shayach lashon hashlama. I'm not following this question here.
The guy says he's doing it for the year. It means 365 naziris terms, one after the other.
Ah.
It's not one long. It's not 365 terms of naziris.
Uh-huh. Or the other option is one long 365 day. And apparently, you don't use hashlama on one naziris. Yes, he completed his naziris, but hashlama is more appropriately used when there are multiple naziris. That's what Masifta is telling me here. Based on Tosfos, apparently. So you just don't use Hashlama, is not when you complete one long thing, he completed his term, it's a completed terms, that's Hashlama is more appropriate. I'm not that comfortable with that, but Tosfos says that. There's another pshat here, quote, but let's just stick with that one for now. Hashlama is not appropriate to be used for one naziros, it means multiple naziros. What comes out here is when you say, I want it to be a nazir like 365 days, it's one long Hashlama, and not multiple Hashlamos like Rebbe assumes. And the Gemara asks further, Yod, Misavar Lak Rebbe. Furthermore, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? V'hatanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us that Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Harini Nazim, Minin, He Lakti, Kayetz? Uminyan Shibale Shmita. Monin Naziros Kiminyan Hilkati Kais Kiminyan Shibilem Shmita. So the guy wants to be like the amount of what's Hilkati Kayetz?
Piles of the fig crop.
Okay. Or like the minion of the Shibboleth Shemitah, the stalks that are in the Shemitah field. So you count how many those are there, and then you're nazir that amount of time.
Apparently those are uncountable.
Aha. Uh-huh. So how could you have a set count if they're uncountable? So Gemara says, minion shiny. The count is different. Meaning what? When you mention the word minion, so then that means you want multiple naziros. If you stam say harini nazir kilkati, then you mean one long nazir. So it's not a stira. I mean, Rabbi Huda does hold like Rebbe that when you say I want to be a nazir, like the amount of days of the year, or like the hair in my head, or any of these things, you're nazir one long nazir, like Rebbe holds, and they're consistent. It's only when you say kominion, you want to count. That means you want something. You want there to be an end. You want there to be a defined number. So in that case, Rabbi Huda and seemingly Rebbe would agree. Then it's multiple naziros, and there's no stira anymore. Okay, then the Gemara says, "Umishani lel Rebbe minyan." Wait a second. Does Rebbe really hold there's a difference between minyan versus not mentioning the word minyan? Mahatani, the Braisa tells us that Hareini nazir kimin imosachama. I want to be a nazir like the amount of days in the solar calendar. Mona naziros kimin imosachama. Kimei halvana mona kimei halvana. So the Tanakhama thinks, so however many days, there are 365 days in the solar calendar, there are 354 days in the lunar calendar. So you have to be Naziros that many times. You have to be 30 days, 365 different Naziros of 30 days. But Rabbi holds, Omer ad sheyomer Naziros alai kimini mosachama ukimini mosachalavana. You have to say, until I take up a promise of Naziros, you have to say Naziros, only then are there multiple Naziros. But if you say Stam without Naziros, even though you mention the word Minyan, according to Rabbi, it doesn't work. The word minyan is not going to make it multiple naziros. It's mentioning minyan is still one long naziros. It's not until you use the word naziros is there multiple naziros. So we see that Rabbi doesn't hold of this concept of this distinction between minyan and not minyan. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Rabbi doesn't hold of this distinction of minyan. You're fine. I'm fine with that. But Rabbi Yehuda savala kavas bechada palagale bechada. Rabbi Yehuda aligns with Rabbi with regards to one halacha, but argues with him with regards to another halacha. Savala b'chada naziros kabelayu. He agrees with him with regards to one halacha that there's a girsa change here. That again, he agrees with him when it's harini nazir. That's one long nazirus. It should be nazirus achas. You took upon yourself. But he argues with him, if you use the word minyan, palgalei b'chada, de'ilu Rabbi Yehuda shani le'mona, Rabbi lo shani le'mona. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you use the word minyan, that tells me, that's the important key word, that you mean multiple naziros. As opposed to Rabbi, does not distinguish when using the word mona. So that's what comes out here. So again, just to review, a little back and forth here, on this piece, that we had this understanding, this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, about a suffix naziros, and Rabbi Yehuda was makeup by suffix naziros, but in this case here, once a person definitely, Mali Kupa definitely took upon himself a naziros, we just don't know how long, but he's definitely a nazir in that case. So we had a discussion within that, would that be, the suffix is whether or not he took upon himself a long naziros, or multiple naziros, we assume he holds like Rebbe, that when you say such a thing, you mean one long naziros. Even Rebbe would agree to our Mishnah, that's one long naziris when you say Mali Kupa. That's what we paskin in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is going back and forth whether Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda really align with each other or not. And we conclude that they pretty much do, except that Rabbi Yehuda argues on one shita of Rabbi with regards to mentioning the word minyan, whether that will be a distinction or not a distinction. Now the Gemara says that the two dots towards the end of the daf, Hareini, rather Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai. I want to be a Nazir my entire life. The lach is Hareini Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir forever. So let's say he says, Harei Zeh, wait, are those two different statements he's saying?
Ah.
If he says, Harei Nazir Kol Yimei Chayai, or if he says, Harei Nazir Olam, the lach is Harei Zeh Nazir Olam. Afilu Mei Ashana, Afilu Elef Shana, even 100 years, even if he lives 1,000 years. Ein Zeh, oh, that's still part of it. Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le Olam. I'm sorry, wait a second.
The first two statements make him a Nazir Olam.
Even if he's 100 years old, and even if he's 1,000.
I'm a Nazir Koli Mechayav, or Harein Nazir Olam. Then he is a Hareza Nazir Olam.
Uh-huh.
Now, if he says Afilu, if he adds...
He says Afilu Mea Nishana. Or he says Afilu Elof Shanim, then ain't a Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le'olam. The difference is, in Nazir Olam, we saw already, he could shave every 30 days or when his hair gets long. But a Nazir Lolam, he's a Nazir forever, he cannot have that. So that's the difference between these two languages used. If you add the word Afilu Me'ashana. Gemara now says, Tanur Abana Harini Nazir Ve'achas. He said, I want to be a Nazir and one. What he means by that is Mona Shtaim. He has to count two. Because again, as we know, a Nazir can never be less than 30 days. So once he adds Ve'achas, that means another. Even though it means one day you have to jump to 30 days. That's the minimum amount of a Nazir. Monish time, but fine. V'od, monish, shalosh, v'od. If he says the word v'od, he says, Ahareini Nazir achas v'od, so now you have to count monish shalosh, because od is another series of, another set of Nazir. V'shuv, he says, now, Ahareini Nazir achas v'od v'shuv, now the word v'shuv is a mona arba, it's the fourth Nazir. Each time you add one of these words, it means a whole other set. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's obvious. What's the chiddush of this braisa? So, mal the same, what would you have thought? Vishuv kikulu havle shis. Maybe when he says the word vishuv, it means going back in all three. So he says, nazir, v'achas, v'od. Those are three. And then he says, vishuv, let's go back to them all over again. That should be six. Kamash malan delo. No, shuv is just another nazir. Not all of them going back. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a braisa, harini nazir, sum, harini nazir, person says, I'm a nazir. Simchas Omer Hain, Achas, Digun Ishnaim, Trigun Ishalosh, Tartigun is Arba, and Pontigun is Chamish. So if you qualify your statement by any of those words, then it's going to be this. I think these are Greek counting. These Greek?
Right.
Okay, so these are, this is in Greek. So these languages, these words will tell you how many Nazirs you took upon yourself. Okay, I guess what's a Chiddush here? He's just telling us that. Even Greek will work to qualify your Naziris? Will other languages work as well? Yeah. So it says down here, any language will work. Lav dafka Greek. Okay, then the final braisa of the parak tells us that Tanur Rabbanan base ugul digun. So he's referring to a house, a circular house that has no corners to it, or a digun, which is... part of it is cornered, and part of it is like a semicircle. Or a trigon has three corners, but not four corners. Oh, pontigon has a five corners. Einu matame minaganim tetragon mitame binaganim. So we're using this braisa because it has the same Greek counting. But the only house that's going to be mitame b'teras, like the sukkim tell us, is it has a four-cornered house. A regular four-cornered house, but if it has five corners, or more than four corners, or less than three corners, rather, more than four corners, or less than four corners, then that would not qualify for tumas maga. My time asking her, what's the reason why? L'matahu omer kir kiros, l'malahu omer kir kiros, harei kan arba. One pasuk says kir kiros, so that tells us two walls. Two, and the other one tells us another two walls, so two walls end up being four walls. Four walls mean really four corners, and it's a gzeiras hakasev that only a four-cornered house is subject to the halachos of tumas maga. All right, hajin alach kol kinui. Okay, all right. Flying through Naziris.